Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good Monday morning. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to be back with you. You know, this weekend felt very much like a weekend many years ago. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. I think back... Think back years ago to a time that I was in Tennessee. We were visiting with some relatives there, and we were staying in a room where they had kept the television on pretty much all the time, which included all night. And I remember this very vividly because this was August 31st of 1997. And they broke in with breaking news that Princess Diana had died. And so there was wall-to-wall coverage, and this stayed on pretty much all night. Had a similar experience yesterday afternoon, as is the case all too often. I wake up super ridiculously early, sometimes 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So I get a lot of things done in the morning. And by early afternoon, I'm just ready to crash and take a nap, which I did. And it was really strange because it felt like I was still dreaming. But it turns out it was not a dream. I was hearing this story about a helicopter crash. And when my eyes finally opened and I looked at the television screen, because I had left the television on, I see the story, and it's really shocking, I think, as it was to so many of you yesterday, to see this news of what happened to Kobe Bryant. And then the other gut punch later on to learn that not only did Kobe pass away, but his daughter, one of his daughters, was also aboard that ill-fated helicopter. One of the things that was played yesterday during the coverage, they had very, very extensive coverage on Fox, as you would expect. And they had a really good segment with Jim Gray. Jim Gray is not only a broadcaster who has interviewed Kobe over the years, but he is also a good friend of the family. And there were just a lot of heartfelt communications. One of the things they pulled up was an interview that was conducted at the very end of Kobe's career. And you'll understand the significance as we play it now.
How do you want to be remembered?
You know, I said a long time ago, when I was 15 years old, I made a promise to myself and said, at the end of my career, I want people to think of me as a talented overachiever. That I was blessed with talent, but that I worked as if I had none. And if I could be remembered that way, that would be pretty good.
And I think that is the case, and then some. What people will think about Kobe Bryant, and we wanted to get some further perspective on this horrible, horrible event of Kobe's death. And our good friend Chris McClain, Mac Attack, WFNZ, joining us this morning. I'm sure this struck you yesterday just like everybody else.
Shocking. It was one of those, too, where in this ridiculous age of, you know, social media and people throwing stuff out there, I mean, I went about 40 minutes, Vince, where I keep refreshing Twitter thinking, okay, this is going to be one of these stories that's just, you know, BS. It's not. Please tell me it's not going to be true. And ultimately, it was, and then you start, then you find out his daughter Gigi was on the plane, too. You start hearing stories about other parents and their daughters going to this basketball practice at the Mamba Academy. That's Kobe's facility, you know, where, you know, young, you know, youth athletes, you know, train and work. And it is just absolutely heartbreaking. It is shocking, man. 41 years of age. And, yeah, his basketball career was over. And I'm sure you touched on it. But, man, he had so much more to do in his life. You know, not to mention as a father, first of all. But, heck, he was out of the league 2 years, won an Academy Award. Right. You know, I mean, he had an investment firm that, you know, was worth $2 billion that he co-founded. I mean, there were so many things he had to do. He wrote children's books that reached the New York Times bestseller list. I mean, he was one of these guys. I was listening to Spike Lee, who he worked with, by the way, on a documentary, you know, over 10 years ago. And Spike Lee said yesterday on ESPN, said, unlike many athletes today, he knew the end was coming, and he knew exactly what he wanted to do when the end came. Man, he was a sharp guy. He really was.
Wow, it is pretty amazing. Let's talk about his career. What will we remember Kobe Bryant for?
Man, what he said right there, and I've heard him say that. You know, I've seen clips of numerous times now when he said that. Yeah, I had talent, but I want people to remember how hard I worked. He called it the Mamba mentality, right? Don't settle. You're always working your butt off. He would always say, I might have this talent, but I work like I'm the 12th guy on the roster. You know what I mean? Like I have something to prove. And that's what he was. And his competitive edge, he was a nasty. He really was as close. And I am a guy, Vince, full disclosure here, that will always argue for Michael Jordan, right? Any of the young bucks tell me about LeBron and Kobe, I always want to argue for my guy, Michael Jordan. But he is, in terms of style of play, their games, and that just kind of killer instinct on the court, he is about as close as it gets to Michael. LeBron is a different personality, different style of player. Those two guys, and there's no coincidence of that, by the way. Kobe, as he grew up as a player, wanted to be Jordan. Even some of the mannerisms, you know what I mean? Like facial expressions were eerily similar to Michael Jordan. And Michael yesterday in a statement through the Hornets said the same thing he said in the final Kobe's farewell tour, final game here in Charlotte. It was a video board message. He said, you my little brother. We had a big brother, little brother relationship. And that's what it really was like for those two.
It is pretty amazing. And the reaction around the world, as you said, not just within the realm of the NBA, but beyond, just a great deal of respect for him as a human being in the final minute that we have left here.
You know, we're sitting here in the U.S. We're in our own world, our own sports world even. So football's the big deal now. NBA, obviously a big deal, but football is the daddy. But you look worldwide, obviously soccer is beloved, but after that it's basketball. And, I mean, Kobe's impact in China. Mike Breen told a story. Mike Breen is the Knicks announcer, also the voice of the NBA on ABC. He told a story during the Knicks game yesterday. He got in a cab over there in China. They were over for an NBA event. And the cab driver asked him, do you know Kobe Bryant? He said, wow. Yeah, I know him. I've talked to him. The cab driver teared up, started bawling. Just because he met someone that knew Kobe Bryant. His fan base in Asia, in Europe. I can't tell you, Vince, how many European soccer teams or European soccer stars tweeted out yesterday how much Kobe meant to them. He was a big deal across the world. This thing shook the world yesterday. It really did.
Well, it certainly has for very good reason. Chris McClain, thanks a lot for coming on the broadcast this morning and sharing your thoughts.
Thanks, Vince.
And we have some additional thoughts as well, some personal reflections, and some of the other victims from yesterday. That and much more as we continue. Stay with us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back on the broadcast, as we mentioned, beyond the loss of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, there were others on this helicopter. The initial reports were a total of 5 people. Then by the time the news conference occurred later in the day, we learned there were a total of 9 people on board. One of the really, really emotional pieces of audio that I've heard came from this morning's Today show. They had a conversation with Matt Mauser. And he unfortunately lost his wife, Christina Mauser, one of the victims in that crash. Here is how this conversation took place this morning on the Today show.
It's important to remember, as we remember Kobe Bryant, that helicopter crash involved others, 7 others. Who were also killed, and one of them was Christina Mauser. She was the assistant coach for Gigi Bryant's Mamba Academy team, and Christina's husband, Matt Mauser, is joining us now on the phone. And Matt, we just, our hearts are with you. We are so sorry for your loss. How are you doing?
I was keeping it together until you said her name. Now I'm starting to lose it again, but I guess I'm doing as good as we can expect. You know, it's just horrible. It's horrible. So, you know, I got 3 small kids and trying to figure out how to navigate life with 3 kids and no mom.
Can you imagine this? Just like that. 3 kids, no mom. That's the new reality for Matt Mauser. In concluding this segment, I want to share some thoughts that were communicated over social media yesterday, and there's some really good ones. As you know, there's a lot of nonsense that is communicated, and we will get to one piece of that in a bit. But I want to get to some serious observations, beginning with this one. News feeds and social media posts have been lit up all day about the unfortunate news of Kobe Bryant's passing, along with his daughter and the other souls. May the Lord's grace and peace comfort the families and friends of those who lost their lives. I'm sure we all have questions regarding why or how could such a tragic thing happen to innocent people. Reality is, we may never get the answers to those questions. But I always try to find a positive way to look at these difficult moments. What can you and I do as we reflect on the lives that were taken? We can cherish the precious moments we do have. We can forgive those who might have done something bad to us or said something bad to or about us. We can reach out to them and love them. Not sweat small stuff. Some of the things we worry about in this life are just not that important. Appreciate what we have, because there are aspects of some people's lives that are worse than ours. Be thankful in all things. Call someone who's been on our minds lately. There's a reason why people's names and faces suddenly come to us. Do something kind for someone. Do something nice for and love ourselves. There's so many things we can do in order to show gratitude, love, and appreciation for ourselves and others. It's not a fun thing to consider, but who knows when our last day on earth is going to be? But if we live like we are living our last day, we should want it to be impactful, positive, joyous, memorable, and full of love and hope. Let's do that. That is a post from Brian. And there is more. Joshua writes this. The news of the death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, along with seven others, has shrouded me in sadness. Life will ever be marked by tragic loss, and it's often arbitrary and void of any apparent meaning. Nevertheless, I cling to the one who's promised to turn our ashes into beauty, our sorrows into joy, and who has conquered death by death and poured life into the grave. That is from Josh. And finally this from Royal. My heart is sick. This event, a reminder of how incredibly fragile our lives are. Life is a vapor, and he put vapor in all caps. More important, my prayer is we remember the one who gives life and existence, no matter our status, after our final breath. Whatever that is, it's him we stand before and pray that we were found faithful while we lived our lives on earth. Rest in peace, Kobe. This one hit real different, incredibly saddened. Again, that is from Royal. Couple of other brief thoughts about social media and communications, and I'll be saying more about what has happened in our culture and our society, especially as it relates to politics. My good friend Steve Crosby posted something yesterday that is just dynamite. It's very deep. It's very cerebral, but it is excellent. I'm going to be sharing that a little bit later on. But I also want to address a couple of things from yesterday. There's always a risk, and I have to hand it to the folks at TMZ who broke this story yesterday. In fact, they were all over this story, and they have some excellent sources. Sadly, there's also so many times when we have stories that are circulating or video that is circulating that is simply off the track, including some purported video of the helicopter going down. It turns out, if I remember correctly, that was video from Afghanistan or Iraq. And people are trying to pass this off as Kobe's helicopter. Just demented. So if you happen to come across that, ignore it. Please don't post it, share it. It's just nonsense. And speaking of nonsense, it was very early on in the afternoon when I heard about this particular story, or maybe non-story, because someone on one of the cable channels misspoke, and it has been construed to be something that I don't think it actually was. And even if that were the case, it really is inconsequential. Here is that clip, and I want to know what you think you are hearing. Listen up.
He was just the kind of athlete, the kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Kavita, if I could ask you to stay with us.
This has become viral because there are people who are suggesting this was use of the N-word. Now, to me, what does that sound like to you, John, when you hear that?
It sounds very much like the N-word. I don't know if it's like Knickerbockers. There was some attempt at that. Maybe just the confusion of the moment. I don't know.
And I'm thinking the same thing as I hear it. And yet, this has been circulating around social media the last 24 hours, and it is, it's really sad. It really is. That a moment like this would be taken as an opportunity to really create another opportunity for victimology. Someone just misspoke. Can we just leave it there and not assume that someone was trying to slip in the N-word just for the heck of it? Why would someone do that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I welcome your thoughts. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program over on the text line. Vince, you know as well as I do, it doesn't matter what she was trying to say. This career is over. You know, for some people, that's how this thing works. This person on the text line had said, I heard knickers. And I think others have said a similar thing. There's over 330 million people in this country. The media is going to bring us to a standstill because somebody says something. One person, for crying out loud. It's only words. Yeah. And misspeaking. Who doesn't do that from time to time? What I have a little trouble with is a lot of other people lost loved ones in the last days as well, and we never hear anything about it. We cannot cover what happened to Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and the rest of those folks. It's tragic. It's horrible to hear things like that. But we know it does happen. Every death. So I don't know that we should prop up any particular one. I've heard this a number of times. Someone posted yesterday, as a matter of fact. 3,000. While we were spending time on this coverage yesterday, and I'm not criticizing the coverage, 3,000 unborn babies lost their lives yesterday. 3,000. Of course, that's not news. But this is the way the way our media culture works, for better or for worse. Other news going on this morning, Wall Street rocked by what is going on with the coronavirus. Have you seen, by the way, the things circulating on social media making jokes about the coronavirus? I think John has seen
because
that.
Of the beer, Corona?
Yes. Yeah. It just blew my mind.
Not as funny as you might think.
I'm just thinking, really? A joke about this? And what goes, you know, there was one of them about what goes well with the coronavirus, and they showed lime. I mean, that's really funny. Come on, people. I wonder sometimes, do people stop and think people are dying?
Well, that's over there somewhere. That's it.
Yes.
That's their problem.
Yes.
I think that's the attitude on that.
One way it is having an impact here in this country, other than the cases that are reported, and I think it's less than a dozen now here in the United States. Any case on Wall Street, stocks started tanking. After more cases of the coronavirus were confirmed over the weekend, ratcheting up worries over the virus's impact on the world economy, Dow Jones plunged 439 points, led by Nike and American Express. The 30-stock average down more than 500 points earlier in the day. S&P dropped 1.5%. The NASDAQ slid 1.9%. So far, we have 2,862 confirmed cases so far in China. The death toll in China has risen to 81. By the way, there is one woman who has made an anonymous report claiming to be a nurse in China. She claims that there are tens of thousands of cases, and the Chinese government is covering this up. Whether that's the case, we don't know. But you can certainly understand the concern. Here in the U.S., a fifth case of coronavirus confirmed over the weekend. China, the biggest driver of global growth, so this could not have started in a worse place, according to one managing director of Global Markets Research. Markets of uncertainty, they hate uncertainty, and the coronavirus is the ultimate uncertainty. No one knows how badly this is going to impact the global economy. Also, airline stocks, American, Delta, dropped more than 4%. United slid 5.7%. Gaming stocks, Las Vegas Sands, Wynn Resorts, dropping 8%, 9.6%. MGM Resorts, also dropping. Travel stocks, Expedia, Carnival, Marriott International, all pulled back. Isn't it amazing how, and this is just another example of how events all around the world have an impact on our global markets. There's, I mean, those who would want to somehow isolate us and think that we can isolate ourselves from the rest of the world, it's not going to happen. The impact is felt right here in this country. Turning to impeachment, the trial resumes today, and the new bombshell comes in the form of a new book by John Bolton. And now Senate Democrats are seizing on a report on the draft of ex-National Security Advisor John Bolton's new book to make their final pitch to swing vote Republicans who will decide on whether or not President Trump's Senate impeachment trial will include witnesses. And Bolton is one of the ones the Senate Democrats would really love to hear from. Bolton, along with Mick Mulvaney, the White House Chief of Staff, have been two witnesses coveted by Democrats who believe they could both provide firsthand evidence that Trump withheld U.S. aid from Ukraine for political gain and to damage Democrats and the Bidens. See, the funny thing about this, you might find evidence. They had something, some information that might be helpful in what happened with Ukraine. But you're not going to find evidence that he did anything out of a political motive. How many times do I have to tell these people, you don't have a motive? This is purely speculative. Now, whether or not it was wise to withhold aid for any period of time, that's a political question. But you cannot ascribe a motive here when none was ever communicated. This is where the whole Democrat case completely falls down. It's lame. You know that one of my big pet peeves. Do we have the Adam Schiff audio ready as well, Johnny? One of my pet peeves, false binary choices. Well, here's a new one. There are situations where it's not either or. It could be both. Here's Adam Schiff in comments that he made on Saturday.
One of the most extraordinary arguments, though, and this really takes your breath away, and this also, I think, underscores the real danger to this country by this president's continued occupancy of the Oval Office, is the argument that Jay Sekulow made, essentially that the president has good reason not to trust his own intelligence agencies. And the corollary of that is he has good reason to trust Vladimir Putin more. Okay, that is hard to wrap your head around. But that is the argument of the president's lawyer. He has every right to disbelieve his own intelligence agencies and thereby accept the opinion of our adversary, Vladimir Putin.
This is one of the dumbest comments that Adam Schiff has ever made. It's really idiotic. It could be both. It could be that folks in the intelligence community are not to be trusted. At the same time, Vladimir Putin is not to be trusted. But to assume just because we don't believe our intelligence agency, we automatically have to assume that what is being said by Vladimir Putin is true? What a nitwit. This guy's an ultra maroon. The sad thing is, he's a media darling. Downright pathetic, isn't it? Some people just do not know how to reason. And the truth of the matter is, a lot of people don't want to reason. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, do we still have this call on line 6, or is this a phantom? Sometimes I can never tell whether these lines are still active or not. I believe it is not there. Some of these things are... Sometimes our equipment here is possessed. I really do wonder sometimes. We've got lines that ring, and it's really strange. Did you have to bring up that name? Next thing you know, he's going to call us. It's just a matter of time before that happens. I want to share with you a post from my good friend Steve Crosby. He posted this yesterday. And I want you to think about this for a moment. It's kind of funny because when I posted this, reposted this, it's always amusing how we're so quick to defend our side. You know, we think of ourselves as being, you know, we're the pure people. We're the righteous people. So therefore, we're not like those other people, right? That's how we view it. Kind of transcending the paradigm by which we view things. And I think I can pretty safely say Steve does a good job of communicating this, because it's not taking a position one way or the other. Here's this post from yesterday, some late morning musings on our civil polity. Few folks that I know, except the far, far, far right, deny the egregious and immoral things that were and are being done by the USA. I know in my public education I was fed primarily historical myth, yet I believe our present civil climate is not corrective, but rather destructive in an opposite way. The premise of finding the worst in any historical or present narrative and using that to define the entire narrative is perhaps the core defect of our social and relational existence today as a culture in all our institutions. I want you to reflect then on that for a moment. What he's talking about here is the tendency to find the worst in any historical or present narrative and using that to define the entire narrative. Do you see this? We shall continue. This is the fuel of polarity, scapegoating. The other is constitutionally evil. And we, of course, are constitutionally pure. If previous generations hid historical defects from us, this generation has its own opposite virus. It cannot live without them. He goes on. A steady diet of historical flagellantism is culturally suicidal. Out of moral necessity, we must speak to defect when it manifests. So when we see something that's off, we speak to it, historically or currently. In a sense, this is what any nation or religion's prophets should do. But doing so should be experienced as a heart-rending burden, not a cause for boasting. So in other words, if I share something that's disturbing about what's going on in our culture, I shouldn't do so with glee. There should be a sense of burden and of sadness on my heart. You know, the way Nancy Pelosi claims that she's lamenting about impeachment, there's no real sorrow there. There's celebration. There's jubilation.
Look at these pins.
Yeah, ain't these wonderful pins? In our world today, Steve goes on, it is done in glee, like an animal drooling over its disemboweled prey. What is done is not medicinal for cure. The objective is to see the deviating other, whomever that may be, and for whatever reason or defect they are other, destroyed. How much do you see this going on in our culture? This is not about redemption. It's about destruction. Now, I'm all for destroying ideas. I am not for destroying people in any way. But this is the mindset that I would have to say has overtaken so many, even so-called Republicans and conservatives. There's a desire to take the other side out. Not win them. Not win their hearts and minds, but to destroy them. Now again, I repeat what I said. I'm all for destroying bad ideas, not people. He goes on, a society or culture cannot long exist when its defining ethos is polarized self-cannibalization. Think about that for a moment. Is that not what we're doing right now? Polarized self-cannibalization. Do you remember that document where people pledged their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor? They pledged that to whom? Each other. And I know this is counterintuitive for so many, but I need to be able to do that with my fellow man, my fellow citizen in this country, even those I disagree with. If I cannot pledge that, we may as well shut this thing down right now. Because it's finished. It's toast. We will not do it with these plurality elections. It's not going to happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.